What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We're back in the house. Episode 5, Season 4, Cookie and Big O. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Crazy shit going on in the world today, this whole week, gentlemen. What do you think? We're going back on lockdown, or at least Big O, I don't know about you, but Cookie and I.
Fingers crossed.
They called it earlier today. You guys are getting locked back up, so we have until Sunday, and then everything gets shut back down, and we do another safer at home thing.
Yeah, at AZ, they haven't issued anything out. It's contingency. If you're needed at work, you go to work. I got my chastity belt on and my lock on, so that at least I'm safe there.
No, that's good.
We'll see about that. I haven't met a chastity belt I can unlock yet.
Wow, cock of steel there.
Yes.
Yeah, as far as we know over here, the Ducey crew over here hasn't locked everything down, but there is talks about it. It's going to be hitting the vital role of all the local vendors and whatnot. There's a lot of good people out here, a lot of good restaurants and everything. They're getting hit hard, so hopefully it won't be too bad.
There are a lot of restaurants that were not going to willingly comply, I guess, lack of a better term, with the order that was given last week, or was it? Oh no, this week, right?
Just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, this week. Yeah. It was last week. You got to close at 10 now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they were already pitching a fit over that, but then now this thing happens, and it's like, okay, you don't have a choice now. Like, I could see if it was a scenario where it was just the 10 o'clock thing, and you know they're gonna protest by staying open, or you know that kind of thing. Right. But now everybody's got to stay home. It's like, nope, everything's closed. You do takeout only.
You did this. You
and
did
it's gonna last.
These fuckers out there playing in those sex parties. You did this.
Sorry.
Wasn't talking to you, Cookie. We all know that you do it lightheartedly.
Yes.
It's you know, spirit the good of the news holiday. Out there to all you people that are selling things. Amazon is providing free services for a lot of the home.
Me too. I'm providing free services.
Calm down there, Cookie. Clamp up that butt. You're okay.
Is a happy ending really a free service, though?
It is, actually.
When I usually charge for it.
But I digress. Please, go on.
Usually it's extra, but that's it. But
you know how much a ZJ cost?
Let me look at the pricing scale.
Well, if you don't know, not supposed to get one anyway, buddy.
Don't tell me what I'm not supposed to get. Told my doctor, and now I'm telling you.
How did that conversation go?
It's all have HIV if I want to, goddammit.
You don't run my life.
What bills do you fucking pay?
Exactly. Now, do I have a coupon for that?
Can I get a discount? I'm a dying man.
Yeah.
Just a tip.
Yeah, and if that wasn't enough, we still have...
It's never enough.
Wasn't talking about dick.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I guess... No, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I am. What I was going to say was Trump, so...
Oh, yeah. We don't want him. He's not a dick. He's a pussy.
And dicks fuck pussies, but they also fuck assholes.
He's an asshole?
Well, yeah. Dicks fuck pussy and assholes. You don't want to be an asshole or a pussy. You want to be a dick. You fuck everything.
Well, then Trump's not a dick.
No, he's not. He's an asshole or a pussy.
That's what I said.
You're correct. Who's on first?
That's exactly what I was thinking right now. I was like, what the fuck?
We did it, Big O. We did it. Yeah.
How long did you guys practice that?
Well, we don't tell about that stuff, shit.
Secrets.
It's one of those scenarios. What are we talking about? Not in public. You're doing it again. So he doesn't, he like flipped out on this reporter. It was like, don't you talk to me like that? Because they were asking about the election stuff again, right? You know how sensitive he gets about that, especially because he's wanted to kick the fuck out. And that was funny. In some of the states, he did end up losing by more than originally you know, than originally projected. I found that really fucking hilarious.
That is. That's just good lighthearted funniness.
You know, and I gotta say to that guy from the bottom of, you know, just like in, from the bottom of my heart to that guy, I never liked him.
He's all right. Not a fan.
I didn't like The Apprentice. I didn't like his shitty hotel.
Well, when he picked Joan Rivers as Celebrity Apprentice, I was like, you're okay.
Didn't he fire her, though? Oh, no, she won.
She won.
Joan Rivers was awesome.
Yeah, she is. She was. R.I.P.
Then that would have been the highlight of his career.
Yeah.
Having Joan Rivers on his fucking show.
That was.
No, I think it's his orange skin, the highlight of his career.
His orange, his hair. As it subtly highlights the skin.
No, it's his Trumpy bear. That's what the highlight is.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a flag up his ass, Trumpy Bear. He's ready and hard for you.
Go on.
Pay enough porn stars not to say anything like they were gonna in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a moped, you know, fun to ride, but you don't want your friends to see you on one.
He's all talking to Boo Boo going, hey, Boo Boo, shove that flag up my ass. Trumpy Bear likes it. Mm.
I'll tell you when I've had enough.
Gee, Trump, I don't think the Ranger's going to like this.
But my safe word is clam jamming. You'll know when you hear.
I got waffle stomping. What's yours, Cookie?
My safe word is here. H-E-R-E.
But what if you scream out here?
Damn it.
This is a happy accident like Bob Ross.
Yes.
You got a splatter painting going on the wall that time.
Yeah, just a myriad of shit going on. It doesn't look like it's going to get any better. Remember when we were all hopeful, like at the beginning of season 3, and it was like, oh, it's only going to be 30 days? I saw a clip of that a couple days ago, and I was like, wow, you fucking idiots. Look how dumb you guys are. You think you're going to get out of this shit in 30 days? Fuck no.
Nope.
Well, I wasn't here for season 3 with you guys, but when I heard about the lockdowns and everything, I went out and got a toilet brush. That way, when I take a shit, I could wash my ass in the tub real easily because I knew toilet paper was going to get hard to get.
I started making my own.
How do you make your own, Cookie?
It's a secret. I'll send it to you via email. Don't worry. It's a good thing.
I now have no paint on my walls in my bathroom.
And you don't need it. You don't need the paint.
Every time you wipe with this toilet paper, you see lucidity all around you. It's got that dip of acid every time you wipe your ass.
That's art.
It's glorious.
We have a really great comedian tonight. One that's...
Is he alive?
No, I wish. That'd be great.
He passed a few years ago.
Yep.
I know. I'm being facetious.
Oh, sorry. How'd I know you're going to throw crap on a wall? Oh, wait, you said facetious.
Feces-ish. Sorry, I meant to say I'm being feces-ish.
Somebody has to be. Speaking of talking shit, this guy was graded at one of the all-time legends, and the spotlight comedian of tonight is Mr. Warmth himself, Don Rickles. We did a tribute show to him since he was one of the big influences on the show and a lot of the stuff that we do here and you know, a lot of for me personally, like my humor style is more, you know, roasting and one-liners, very similar to what he did. Not as well, unfortunately. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sitting here doing this bullshit, you know.
Someday.
I'd be rich. But nonetheless, we picked a bunch of topics that I'm sure he'd be proud of. And if you've tuned in to the show since the beginning, you know this one. If you haven't, you're a fucking asshole. But you're going to learn today. This is the Reddit Roast Me section. People volunteer to get roasted. And so we've picked some candidates for your for our roasting pleasure, really, your listening pleasure. And here is our first candidate.
Me in high school.
The fucking ringmaster at Dingling Brothers.
Dingling Brothers. I love it.
The shittiest vaudeville act I ever saw.
Yeah, literally.
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
This is what's eating Gilbert Grape.
Exactly.
I don't get the deal with the top hat. The top hat's upsetting me. As are the lavender colors in the background. Really? Pastels? Now you can't dress, you can't even do home decor.
It goes with the red and purple on her face.
That's a her?
Isn't it?
Shim?
Oh, man.
Pronouns he and she.
No one can't tell.
Sure.
It's a sure.
I'm not even sure now. I knew guys in high school that had tits that big.
Jealous.
That's all right. I'll pass.
As will his cousin sister prom date.
It looks like it is the sister cousin prom date.
Oh,
I guarantee you she lives circus. In. I guarantee you she lives in the south somewhere.
Probably.
Were you gonna say Big O? Sorry.
I was just saying when you go to the retarded circus for a dollar.
You pay a whole dollar?
Well, I thought it was going to be good. It's a retarded circus.
Nah.
Looks like Abraham
Lincoln's... That's not politically correct. They don't say circus anymore.
Oh, sorry. Forgive.
It's the greatest show on earth. This looks like the great-great-great-great-granddaughter of Abraham Lincoln with Down syndrome.
I have to step out of this one. That's just you guys.
All right. That was a good warm up. We say we move on to the next one. Wow.
Burned ice and got flames on the eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Like every Mexican chick I ever knew in high school.
Dry your eyebrows first, then we'll talk.
That's what they all look like. That's what they all look like in the morning or after they take a shower.
It's like Cruella DeVille if she grew up in the projects.
Half shade of what the fuck happened to your eyebrows?
I like how the outfit's accented with those rubber bracelets. Stunning.
I think those rubber bracelets are to help choke her when she hangs.
I guarantee you she's wearing like a house arrest bracelet or anklet.
She can't be more than 16. I'm guessing.
If she has one of those house bracelets, and that's a girl I want to date.
Maybe.
Well, you can get away with a lot of shit and get out of the house. She can't follow you.
You're right. You're right.
It's like Kalik said last week, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, that's straight. Work the system, baby.
And don't worry.
System's what you call your penis?
Yes. It's a long, hard arm of the law.
And again, just like always, for everybody that's out there catching the audio only, when you do get a chance, go ahead and check out the pictures. I'll put them in the blog up on the website. I guess we can start trying to add them to the social media. So if it's easier to check out the social media, go ahead and catch us on Instagram and Facebook. But we'll go ahead and post them up there, just like always. All right, I'm gonna move on to our next candidate.
Hermione tried to use a spell to become a boy and fucked it up.
Maybe the other Hansen brother. If one of the Hansons like had sex with that girl from My Girl, is this their kid?
Play shitty music, we know that.
It's like one of Brian Epstein's kids.
Maybe.
I mean, like, that's what I would imagine Cousin It from the Addams Family looks like if you were to, like...
Part the hair?
Yeah. Man, that is one fucking ugly kid.
Woof.
Just give her some time. She'll use makeup.
I'm not sure that's a girl.
I'm not sure it's a guy.
Well, makeup will fix it either way.
Mm-hmm. Called makeup, not magic.
Yeah, I was thinking was the same thing. Makeup, not miracle.
Okay. Look, just envision this. Purely white face.
Uh-huh.
Big round smile right
yes,
about here.
Yes.
Some yes. good eyes that are really big and some brown or blue eyebrows that go way high. And then long, squeaky shoes.
Stunning.
Sounds like Rick from Rick and Morty. Well, if that's the case, then maybe there's a dimension where this whatever fucking looks like Chewbacca if you shaved his face. Or that thing,
there you go.
Or that thing from Harry and the Hendersons. The fucking Bigfoot.
Yes.
I had an uncle who used to laugh like that, so yeah, I have an affinity for it.
All right.
Next. Oh, dang.
Like,
anybody want to jump down?
Like he pulls a rickshaw with a fucking loud exhaust system.
Maybe.
Medea goes to Hong Kong.
I think we saw him in Cat in Hat, the babysitter there, Miss Wong. She thinned out well.
Tank tops are earned. They're not a privilege. You earn a tank top. Next.
Is he sweating through the fucking tank top?
I believe so.
That's funny. And instead of teardrops on his eyes, he's got hearts on his forearm. The hell does that mean?
Cookie?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
All the animals he's killed before.
Maybe. There's like six.
Didn't he get the tape around the rat's waist before it blew up?
He left the sex toys in the bathtub. Is that a hard hat in there?
How the fuck does he stand up? Look how fucking big he is on top, and like his like fucking legs are really little. Like,
top heavy?
Top heavy. You think he like fucking fall over?
Well, didn't you learn anything as a kid? Weeble wobble weeble, but they don't fall down?
Yeah.
But it looks like an upside down weeble wobble, though.
A wobble weeble.
The big end was on the bottom.
He's standing upside down.
I don't know if he's Chinese or Mexican. I don't know if he's going to serve me big Chinese platter. He's going to say, orderly fool.
He's Chexican.
That's true, because they're making all the Chinese food at the Panda Express and everywhere.
Yep.
That guy was 115 pounds at the start of the pandemic.
I'm guilty of the same, so we'll not talk shit about that.
Don't feel bad, Cookie. I'm right there with you.
Yes. High five.
All right. Let's see.
Oh, geez.
Zach De La Rocha's gay cousin.
Looks like a what's his name? Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club. After the AIDS set in.
He fronts a band called AIDS Against the Machine.
I don't know. I saw him as Inigo Montoya from Princess Bride. Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my better-looking brother. Do you have 20 bucks, and can I stay at your pad for 2 days?
Maybe.
What does the other one say?
Snuff?
Snuff film? Yeah, I can Smurf? See the 8mm.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks like he sucks dick for coke.
Hey, you don't know what we look like.
Oh, no, you don't suck dick for coke. You're much better than that. You do it for love.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah, look at this guy's left forearm or elbow. It's all bloody.
Oh, that's what the hell happened?
Meth. Probably meth, right?
That's why he's not showing his teeth.
Yeah.
Meth mouth.
He probably looks like that guy. If he smiles, he probably looks like that dude from fucking Tiger King.
Probably. Why is this him?
Why the fuck? That's him on a lot of the meth.
Yeah, quite a bit. It was a good run.
When the meth was flowing and Joe Exotic's dick was pounding.
Let's just say if he didn't get that fuck yeah, I won't do what you tell me to, he probably would look a lot better. That blonde hair looks like shit. Gauged earrings and then all that snuff film beard.
Yeah, that's all right.
He looks like a chia pet after the second week.
The pottery that grows.
Yeah, and you're crying in tears because you got to put it out of its misery.
Chicano.
All right.
Who are these? Oh, it's us.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, guys. I don't know. Maybe the rose pictures might have been better.
My bad.
But, I mean, there's at least three people out there with bad eyesight, right?
That's right.
So we're going to go ahead and get into the newest segment. This is called Big O, the meme generator. So we are going to go ahead and put a picture up on the screen of the original picture that we're going to go ahead and put into the meme generator.
Ready to go. Here we go. I'm going to put it in.
So let's take a look.
Stick it all in, not just the tip.
There we go.
All right.
So we have the first one.
All right. There's the original picture. So that one is going to go into the meme generator.
Glorious. Yep.
So that's going through right now, processing.
Bleep, bloop, bloop, bleep, bleep,
bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop. Thank you for the process music. That's,
you're welcome.
And then we get this out.
Ding! Ta-da!
Stunning.
It's magic.
That was worth the wait. Hell.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He got wet from that WAP. I tell you what, he's diving in for more. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm walking around thinking, what the hell is WAP? And then I have to look it up in Urban Dictionary. I guess that shows my age. Moving on to the next one.
All right.
Okay. Calm down, Priest Protocol. Calm down, Cookie. Yeah, he's getting all excited. Look at that.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him.
Memories of the way we were. That's some good times right there, right, Cookie?
Those were amazing times.
Tell us about your hymns.
I'll tell you about my hymns.
Well, this is what the priest found out about that book later on that night.
Glorious.
It was not how to blow. It was how to cook children.
Serve them.
Good raw. Reference to some old shows, Twilight Zone, or was that Outer Limits? So I think it was Twilight Zone.
Yes. Maybe?
Something like that.
Perhaps.
So, going on to the next one. Hey, all right. We all know who this is, right? Don't forget to eat your Post Malones in the morning.
We'll not forget.
Yeah, you know, you get some good cereal out of Post Malone.
And into the meme generator it goes.
Yes, thank you very much. And out comes. Hold on one second here. Ding! Man, you just shit your drawers.
I was hoping you were going to reference the stance. I'm very proud of that. Look at
you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
That's and good. Those pants are now brown.
Mm-hmm.
That's proper technique. It's keeping it all right there until he's done. He can, like, waddle back to the side.
There you go.
We know Post. He don't waddle. He skids. He slides.
Safe.
Good stuff.
Let's see if I have one more.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, I got a couple more. Oh, that's good for everybody. We got a couple more here. We'll go to the next one here.
All right.
What the fuck?
I know, Shem.
Yeah, from Thailand, right? That time you were over there?
Which time?
Nice. Put that in the mem generator for me, guys.
Bleep, bloop, bloop.
Bloop, bloop. And Shem comes right on out as Rita Repulsa was fighting the Power Rangers.
She was young.
Back in her younger years.
She was young. She needed the money.
Yeah.
That acting gig hadn't started yet.
Nope.
Those minions weren't going to pay for themselves.
And if you don't know who Rita Repulsa are or who the Power Rangers are, you should not be listening to our fucking show.
Thank you, guys. I'm a little old for that one. But hey, you know, I still watched it.
Yeah, you did.
I would say
the original stuff.
I would say Google it, but in-house counsel says we can't say shit like that anymore. we can't encourage minors to like listen to the show.
Son of a bitch.
You know, one fucking blabby five-year-old, you know, ruins it fucking everybody.
Yeah, that's right. They tell on teachers every time they get their dick sucked. You think they wouldn't tell on this?
I never liked that kid.
It's a bad seed. He's a bad seed.
Just like this cat's a bad seed. That's a good segue. Look at the fucking cat.
That's an armed pussy.
That's what it is. Put that in the generator for me.
Bleep, bloop, bloop, bleep, 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 bloop, bloop.
And guess what we caught?
Bloop.
Bloop. Hey, you okay? You got any crap? That's Tyrone Biggins looking like he get his dealer.
That's what I would imagine Tyrone Biggins' like pet to look like.
Probably.
Well, it's black and it's pussy, so yeah.
Blah.
Good stuff.
Stunning.
And scene.
Nice.
It was glorious.
I like it. Well, we're definitely gonna have to do some more of that. as the season progresses. And if you guys out there are listening, hit us up on social media, send us some pictures that we can drop into the meme generator and see what pops out. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can register on our site, subscribe to the site. We're not going to send you any bullshit emails or anything like that. So don't worry, we're not going to be spamming your inbox. But it will allow you to post to the blogs and to the forums. And we're also going to start doing contest stuff there. So do go ahead and check out the website and let us know what you're thinking. Again, your feedback can make it on the show. We've done it in the past. You know, we get a lot of letters and memes, pictures, that kind of thing that end up in mail call. So if that's something that interests you, go ahead and send them on our way.
And so I'm posting a lot up there, guys. Everybody join. Jump in there. Tell us what you think. Put your own stuff in there. You know, it's all good stuff. You know, we don't care if it's regenerated out there. I'll put my name on the stuff I create and stuff that I post from somewhere else. It will not have my name and content on it. I'm not going to take credit for it. But yeah, share with us.
Share with us.
Sharing is caring.
And again, all dick pics go to cookie@riceandbeanscast.com. Not Jester or Big O.
No. Vag and tip pics does.
Big O has, just like the rest of us, has an inbox now on our at riceandbeanscast.com. So just hit him up with suggestions, comments, anything like that. Big O at riceandbeanscast.com. Jester and Cookie are still up and available. So if you want to hit us up, go ahead. We all check out our social media. We're all we all monitor the Instagram, the Facebook, and Twitter. And so I think Fuck Checker actually was going to be starting her own Twitter that was like kind of linked to ours. But I told her instead of doing that she should just kind of take over posting on Twitter, since she doesn't want to be on audio or video, but she does have stuff to say. So we're going to go ahead and give her that Twitter platform. So if you see posts coming from the Rice and Beans Twitter account, more than likely it's going to be Fuck Checker. So go ahead and feel free to ask about any checks or like facts, whatever, from stuff that we had said on the show. I'm sure she'll look it up for you, or she'll tell you to fuck off one way or the other. But feel free to go ahead and ask.
Good times.
Right. So we're sitting around thinking about Rickles and like what kind of things that he was really great at. And one of the things that he really was great at was this lighthearted assholery, you know, where he'd, you know, kind of like not to the extent of like the scene in Dirty Work where he like makes fun of like Norm Macdonald and fucking what's his name from the Howard Stern show,
Art
yeah,
there you go.
Oh man, that was
love that big fuck.
Look at you. You're swelling up as I talk to you. Well, there you are, Tubby.
What are you laughing at, baby Huey?
Because I called your fat friend a pig.
Go find a butter and just lick it. Lick the butter. Come on. You know you want it, you big fat baby hippo.
One of the things that I thought was fucking hilarious is that he was on Stern, right? And they were talking about that scene, and one of the things that Art remembered was that the director kept having to tell him, like, you can't insult Norm Macdonald as Norm Macdonald. You have to do it as like whatever character he was, like Mitch in the movie, because Rickles kept roasting him as like Norm Macdonald.
Hilarious.
So, you know, not to that extent, but, you know, there are, like, you know, lighthearted things that, you know, kind of fucking be an asshole about. Somebody's an asshole to you, you know, do it back to them. So, we thought, you know, there were some really good stories going around, and, you know, we're all kind of laughing. So, we decided that we're going to, you know, pick some of the ones that stood out to us and share them with you guys. So this one is Lighthearted Assholery. Cookie.
It's not what it sounds like.
I thought, when I heard that and I thought, oh, Cookie's going to do a story, the first thing out of his mouth is going to be chapsticking.
Yeah, there you go. How dare you? You know I'm not prepared. Let Big O go first.
It's not about chapsticking.
He's got to chapstick it for a little while longer. A
little bit more.
Maybe docking.
There you go. There you go. I pass the torch to you, Big O.
Okay. So it's official then. So yeah, a couple of assholery moments in my life, and there's been plenty. Let's not be shy about that. When I was 18 years old, coming here to Arizona to go to school, there was a place called After the Gold Rush. It's over there by ASU, and it was 21 over club at the time because they were serving alcohol. And I was 18. I just turned 18. The guys wanted to go out there. And meanwhile, everyone looks 18, and I looked 21 when I was 13. But obviously, I didn't look 18 when I was trying to get in this club, so they wouldn't let me in. So we did some talking, you know, and my friends are like, come on, he left his driver's license back home. You got to let him in. I mean, the guy's going to school out here, and finally, they just let me in because they didn't want to hear any more bullshit. So I'm sitting down with my friends, and I got to dance. I want to dance. You know, the guy, the DJ's kicking it, you know, and I'm feeling all right, you know. And these fine girls are sitting around a table right behind us, and we're talking like back plastic patio tables, you know, and chairs. So we're kicking back there, and I turn around to this nice-looking blonde. I go, hey, would you like to dance? You know, and she looks at me, and she goes, no! You know, meanwhile, the club's kicking. It's loud and everything. Yeah, exactly, Cookie. And there was a comedian, and I reference this, I preface this all the time. He, in his act, he talks about how he gets rejected by a girl. Instead of hearing no, he hears, no, not with you. Go away, which is what I heard at the time. So my friends are dying laughing. They're almost falling over in their plastic chairs and whatnot. And I'm totally humiliated. Within that split second, I turned around in shame, and I was getting ready to sit down, and, you know, it just dawned on me, you know, I don't give a fuck anymore. So I turned around. I looked her straight in the face as the music dulled down a bit. I go, no, you misunderstood me. I said, you look fat in those pants. So everyone around the dance area there, the DJ, he skipped the record, you know. Everyone's dying laughing through the whole area. My friends are falling over their chair now. Everyone at the bar is giving me high fives. I get drinks, and then her fat friend asked me to dance. I go, okay. So I'm dancing. I've got my hands around some thick thighs, and it was a good night.
That's where I remember you from.
Hey, that was you, Cookie. You look great. We're a little bit.
So, I, it was like fucking morning, like, a while ago, when the older kid was still in high school, and, the little shit was giving me fucking attitude in the morning. So in the afternoon, I noticed there was like keys in the front door. And I looked at it and I was like, this motherfucker, good thing we live in a safe fucking neighborhood. So I take the keys out, and instead of, you know, giving them back, what I did was, like, I found a pair of random pants that were hanging up in the closet, and I went and I stuffed the keys in the pants pocket. And then I waited a few hours, and I'm like, hey, tomorrow I'm going to be gone all day, so I'm going to lock the house. You got to make sure you have your key, because nobody's going to be here till like way, way later tonight. And so then and it's like, it's 2 hours of like stuff being like moved around and like picked up and dropped and slammed around, and the kid's getting fucking irritated and pissed. And I'm like, what's up? I can't find the key. And I'm like, well, where's the last place you had it? And they're like, well, when I got back from school, where'd you leave it? Well, I don't know. I wouldn't be looking for it if I knew where I left it. So I was like, okay, if you're going to be a dick about it, I'm thinking in my head, if you're going to be a dick about it, I'm not going to tell you where it's at now. I'm like, oh, well, that sucks. You better find it, because I only have one and I need mine. So, yeah. So I let another like 2 hours go by, and I'm like, what about in like pants pockets? Like, do you think you would have left it in pant, like in like a pair of like jeans or like in a shirt or something that might be in your closet? And I think right away the kid got it. Like, I knew where they were the whole time, because, you know, kind of specific. And so then it was like 20 more minutes of like going through each pants that pants and shirts and stuff that were in the closet. It was like probably the last article of clothing that got checked, and the fucking keys were in there. This is like 6 hours later.
6 hours later.
What about you, Cookie?
Okay, I have one where I played the gay big brother card. And I used to take my little brother, who's 10 years younger, to high school. So I was already working, and where I worked, I would go in a half hour later than he needed to start. So I'm like telling him, like, get up, get ready, I need to take you to work, because after, or I need to take you to school, because after I need to go to work. And he's giving me a hard time, and all the way on the way to school he's just like being like a teenager, and I'm just not having it. So then I pull up right in front of the school, like right in front, like where everybody's getting off of the buses and stuff. And then I like blaring like some really gay ABBA music. And then I'm all like, bye, I love you, I'll see you later. And then I just honk, and then I just leave. He's all like, I hate you. I'm all like, I love you. He was pissed.
Nice. Fuck Checker, yeah. And I used to do the same thing to the oldest kid. We'd drop him off at school, roll down the window, bye, we love you, make good choices, all fucking loud in front of all the friends and shit, and then fucking like peel out real fast.
And then I ended up hearing back from like my parents a week later. They're all like, my sibling doesn't want to be to take him to school anymore because you do this. I'm all like, does he want to ride or doesn't he? Like, that's his call.
Could have been worse. You could have been dressed up like the village people.
Yeah, I could have. I could have, depending on the day of the week.
Going back to high school, I was supposed to, like, it was my last year, and because my younger brother's school was on the way to my high school, I had to drop him off. And so he was being a dick in the morning. So I was like, come on, dude, we're running late. And so he's like, you know, getting his shit and getting out the house. And me and the other one are already in the car waiting for him. And so we like kind of start pulling away. And then he's like, come on, stop, I got to get in the car. And so it was that thing where like he gets within like 3 feet of the car. Then we go up, and then he, like, we did it for like a half a block. He was so pissed by the time he got in the car.
Nice.
Another time they were being fucking, both of them were being dicks. And so they got in the car, and at this time, by this point, I had like, I could lock the windows and shit. So I had eaten like this fucking breakfast burrito that was a little bit past its prime. And so it started kicking in right pretty soon. So they get in and we go, and I lock the windows, and like we, like, not even around the corner, and I just fucking cut this fucking nasty fucking, like, one of these farts where you should have taken a beef walk. And they're like, fucking, they fucking start to smell it. Like, the one in the back smelled it first, because he's like, oh, it smells like bread. And I was like, oh, what a fucking asshole. He's doing it just so the other one will smell it too. And he's like, but as soon as he hears it, he knows what that means. And so he turns around and he's like, what the fuck? Oh, fuck you. And he's like trying to roll the window down. And I'm like, nope.
It's when you turn on the heater. By the way, burritos are never bad as a teenager. They never go bad. You always eat them.
I did. They paid.
Damn straight.
So did everybody else that went to the bathroom after pee.
On a separate note, there was one time I was in SeaWorld with my family, and my son, he was a teenager at the time, was wearing Junior Seau's jersey. Probably about, I don't know, 6 months prior, he had supposedly beaten Tia Tequila, and they gotten into altercation. Mm-hmm. Well, it turned out that, you know, he did assault her. We'll say that he did slap her, but it was in defense of himself. He's a bigger guy, and she was going for his eyes, so he, you know, pushed her away and kind of hit her a little bit. But he wasn't trying to hurt her. In any case, we're walking through this in pre-information. People didn't know this at the time. We had this fat person. I say person because I saw her out of the corner of my eye, wearing spandex shirt. It was so tight that you could see her baloney tits. I mean, they were like that big round, right? They're huge.
Like one of the whales jumped out of the tank and started fucking walking around.
Oh my God.
If terrible. Saw it, terrible.
Yeah. Seal saw it. So this bitch, I find out she was lesbian, was yelling at my son. He's 13, 14 years old. You know, he doesn't know no better. He's 13, 14. He's a kid. He liked Junior Seau. He watched football with me, you know, because I was a Chargers fan at the time. And he was just loving the jersey and whatnot. And finally, I get up. I'm like, what the hell are you doing talking to my kid like that? And she starts with her beef walk, basically, just ripping into her. Finally, I go, you know what? Get your shit out of here. Get your baloney tits and sagging out of there. Wear a real shirt. You know, go watch the fucking news and find out what exactly happened and don't assume nothing. And if you talk to my son again, I'm going to chop those things off and make you real, man.
Terrible.
It was horrible. I should have never said that, but I feel good that I did.
He needed to hear it.
Yes. Thank you very much, Cookie. You make me feel much better about myself.
You're welcome.
So I'm doing this job, right? And I get this fucking temp like that's doing that's working with us on this project, and this guy has just been like frustrating me all fucking morning, and it's been a lot. Like, it's been one of those where I've been up since like 2 a.m fixing something that he broke, and then he finally shows up at like 6:30. So I'm already like not a happy camper. And then it's like, oh, hold on, let me go do this first, or let me go do that first. I'm like, nah, how about like just do what I'm telling you and we'll be like done in like 10 minutes and like we can both, you know, just bail. But no, so he keeps prolonging it, and I'm like, and so finally he's working and trying to do what I'm telling him to do, but he's not like great at it. So the thing's still not working. He's like, I don't know what to do. And so I tell him, I'm like real calmly, I'm like, I don't know, man, like get creative, you know, pretend like your job's on the line or something.
Nice.
And he just got real quiet, and I'm like, relax, dude, I'm kind of just kidding. And so
just a little bit,
but yeah, he ended up, he ended up pursuing other career opportunities shortly thereafter.
Endeavors.
Sucking dick on the corner.
Hey.
Hopefully he was better at that than he was at trying to do this thing.
He was.
Ooh, he was terrible.
How much did you pay him?
Oh, you pay them?
Nice. That's the right answer.
They asked me.
He's all, they should be paying me.
I don't know about all that, but maybe.
On that note, with that same story, I was working at a planer tool. They polish wafers for, you know, microchips and whatnot. And we were setting this up, and I was like one of the premier techs there. I wasn't the lead tech, but, you know, I knew what I was doing. And we had this one jerk off that liked to think that he knew everything. He's trying to explain to us how a 5.0 liter Mustang was an empty engine block that he put in a bathtub of water, and any flow over was the, you know, the count for what it was. So 5 liters went over, you got a 5.0 liter. This guy, that's how smart this guy was. We're working with a robot arm, and he sticks his head in there. You got a window, pretend window, that the safety window. You don't break that plane, otherwise you could hurt yourself. Well, he stuck his head in this safety area, hit himself right in the temple.
Yikes.
And I'm working next to him on another tool set, and I hear and then, you know, fumbling. Like, what the fuck was that? So I just keep working, and I hear some more rummaging. I'm like, what the fuck? Look over there. The guy's on the ground. I'm like, oh, shit. You okay? And, you know, I'll never use his name, Scott. I get him up. And, you know, I'm like, you all right, Scott? You all right? Like I said, I never say his name. That's fucking rude of me.
Scott, and, is it?
Yeah, it's Scott. I think it was. Anyway, I would never say it again. So Scott proceeds to show me how this robot arm's working. And I go, okay, Scott, show me how this thing, what you did. He's like, okay, well, I did this. And he moves the robot arm. And I would never say his name, of course. You know. So Scott sticks his head right in that window again. And as he hits the enter button, the robot comes over, boom, hits him again, knocks his ass down for the second time.
Typical Scott.
Scott. What are you going to do about that motherfucker, right?
I don't know.
Thank you, Cookie.
I don't know.
That's fucking awesome. Good show, good dude. Good show.
Very nice.
What about you, Cookie? Any
no, that any dropping, dropping him. Yeah, that's all I got for now. I'm trying not to repeat myself.
So now, everyone like, say Scott.
What about Scott. The what about the pissing in the hamper thing?
Huh? What? Come on, if you piss
which
in the hamper,
time? Which time? They shouldn't make it look like a urinal if they don't want you to piss in it.
That's true.
And they were dirty. They should have been washed.
Was it like the water boy bringing out the sheets all yellow stained?
That's what he said in the morning, too. He's like, well, I mean, you were going to wash them anyways, right? That's
why they were in there. You're welcome.
Smells like vinegar and acetone.
He's all, I just added some extra bleach.
Yeah. Who's been eating asparagus?
The cookie has. On that note, I was in Japan one time. And I got plastered. I got so shit-faced. I got blindsided. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I got almost fell face first down three flights of stairs. Those like three stories because their stairs are different than American. And I get to the hotel and pass out with the light on, the TV blaring, the window open. So it's freezing cold. I wake up at 3 a.m, freezing cold. The TV's on loud as it can be. The lights are on. I'm like, what the fuck happened here? I get up and take a piss, and I'm hitting the door because everything's swaying. So I just stand at the door and piss in the fucking restroom. I didn't even walk into the bathroom. I'm just pissing all over the place. Just shh, all over the place.
He gets it.
What was that?
He gets it.
Yeah. I mean, I could have shit, but I didn't do that. That would have been disgusting, right?
Yeah, that's gross.
Yes, but piss.
That's the line. You don't go over it.
The stream, if you will. So the good thing about the Japanese restrooms, it's all encased. It's all like the boarded up plastics that you would have in your bathroom against the bathtub, right? So as soon as I woke up the next morning, still drunk, I was able to hose everything down, clean it up, and move on to the next day.
Done.
No waffle stomping at all that day.
No.
Oh, man. Well, I think Don would have been proud of all of those. Those are totally his types of moments. And, being a big influence on the show, hopefully, you know, he would have been, happy with what we tried to do. I'm sure he would have said we didn't do it well, but, you know, whatever.
But we did it.
But we did it. He's like, you tried.
He would talk about your cut hair. He would talk about cookie loving men, and he would say something Chicano to me, the Mexican cleaning up the yard, whatnot. That would have been great.
There's always something.
The one about as you guys sit here talk to me, I'm sure one of your other friends is in my hotel room robbing me blind.
Probably.
So we are coming up on our time for this episode, but we are going to be back next week. We have guests in studio. The guys from Earful Clothing will be here. We've got one of our personal faves, Dave Chappelle, coming up as the next spotlight comedian. So again, don't forget to catch us on our Instagram. We're on Facebook, Twitter. Fuck Checker is going to be taking over. And so we'll see what she has to say. And we are also, our website is still up. It's www.riceandbeanscast.com. And the shows from all of the episodes, all for the previous three seasons, are there. Go ahead and check them out. When we started video, I think it was season 3, right? So, season one and two, I didn't forget to put the video on there. That we didn't do video. If you're just tuning in,
we didn't have it back then.
Yeah, if you're jumping in late, you know, you're catching us later in the game, and you haven't gone back and gone through the archives, you might want to treat yourself and you know, get into some of the
worth it.
Yeah, some of the first that pilot episode, I think you know, we pretty much set the tone for what a lot of the stuff that you hear now. And so you know, there's a lot of good stuff in there, a lot of gems in there. Go ahead and check them out. And again, like, we're always on watching the social media, so we'd like to hear back from you and see what you have to say. You know, if you're not following us yet, you know, please go ahead and like, subscribe. We got our YouTube channel up and running too. All of our episodes are up there too. And what we're going to do is we're going to start doing, you know, other like side things from, you know, the main episode, from the main podcast, you know, just some fun stuff that you can watch on YouTube, where we get some interactive games for you. And again, we're going to start those contests. So I'm going to drop the first one on our social media on this upcoming week. So keep tuning in, because a lot of them is going to be spread out throughout the entire season. So until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.